the Ham Choir. Somebody say amen again. Yes, sir. Sister Shirley, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Good day. Good day. If you're 50 or above, raise your hand. All right. All right. Give him a hand, folks. Give him a hand. Yes, sir. You know, that's a half century. That's a half century. That's a long time to be around on this planet. Would somebody please say amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. That's really good. Okay, okay. If you're 60 or above, raise your hand. All right. Yes, sir. Praise God. Okay. If you're 70 or above, raise your hand. Look at yonder. Come on, give them folk a hand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, well, excuse me. Yeah, I got my hand up too. Yes. Let's see. Let's see. 80 or above, raise your hand. You know you got to put your hands together for them, folk. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. 80 or above. Should I go higher? Come on, Pastor. Go on up high. 90. 90 or above. Have mercy. God bless you. God bless you. Another one? Did I miss one? Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Lord, have mercy. Will he even try? Will he even try to say it? 95 or above. You better hush your fuss back there. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I know he ain't going to say it. He's not going to get them words out of his mouth. 100. Now, we have a member in our church who's over 100. At least she's 106. Yeah. Go on and give him a hand. Yeah, they might be looking. It's just good to be around. You know, if you've been around 3 years, it's good to be around. It's better than the alternative. Somebody say amen. And we're happy to be here with you and take a few minutes and look at God's word together. You stirred us up, Shirley. Folk are proud today. Yeah, I saw some folk raise their hand above 50. I didn't know. You had me fooled. Hair all dyed, wearing them high heels yet, legs aching, but you're trying to get yourself on through. But I saw you today. Yes, I know you now. Uh-huh. Praise God. That's okay. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Hyacinth did a good job with that. I'm going to read it again, because you got to get the setting. You got to get the setting. Go, therefore. I'm reading from the New King James. Go, therefore. And make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that something? Teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm how? How long? Until? Now, this text is a mantra for Seventh-day Adventists. Brother King, this text is kind of like our motto. Our motto and vision and mission all in one text. Used to be written on a lot of our advertising paraphernalia. The original Adventist logo had this text and these words. Go. Go. Yeah. But there's something about this text you've not seen. You didn't notice it. I know you didn't. You did not notice the context. They've been trying to teach the members of the Tacoma Park Seventh-day Adventist Church to always look at a text in its, talk to me, in its context. You can't just grab a text, run with it, think you got the truth. No. This text is saying way more. And you see it when you place the text in context. Oh, I can't wait till next year. I'm going to spend the first half of the year preaching out of the book of Revelation. I'm going to show you some stuff. Lord have mercy. If he can just calm down till the first part of the year comes. But in the meantime, we got this text and the context. Let me show you the context, because the context totally changes the intent of the text. Go to verse 16. Oh, you should have saw your heads go down. They want to know what the pastor's going to say. Here it is. Then the 11 disciples, how many? Seven. Judas is gone, y'all. Went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Now, verse 17. Here it comes. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some, the command, you better listen to me, the command to go and teach was given to people in doubt. Oh, I didn't know that, Pastor. See, the subject of the sermon is what? Save by serving. Is that the subject? Let's pray. Lord, bless me. Now, since that's the thing that the Lord wants us to see, let's dig into it. Because we get hung up on the words, go. We like the words, America, go. And we like that mantra, go. That's our theme, go. But what you did not notice, Nadri, is that the words were spoken to people in doubt. Which gives a whole different context, Frank, to the going. The people going are what? Don't be afraid to say it. The people going are what? They're in doubt. So what you're going for if you're in doubt? It's in the sermon title. It's in the sermon title. Saved by serving. Suddenly, Matthew, this famous text, 28 verses 18 and 19, Brother Pierman, suddenly the text takes on a whole different meaning now, because now I know that the function of the going is to help you with your doubts. Amen. Oh, he didn't say that. He did not say that. So you think that serving the Lord is some addenda to your Christian experience. You will see today that serving the Lord, working for the church, being involved in the mission is not an addenda. It is absolutely necessary, because as God calls you into the church, as these people he's talking to have been in his service for 3.5 years, read your Bible. And in 3.5 years, they still have, oh, they're listening to me, Pastor. They still have doubts. So the Lord says, I'm tired of these doubts. I'm going to give you something to do. I've been instructing. You've been piling up tapes and CDs and certificates from all these seminars you've been to. You Seventh-day Adventists and all these Sabbaths and courts. You got all this material, but you still have doubt. So what's going to get rid of it? I'm going to get you out there in the street. Oh, that was a weak amen. I need to help him out, Lord. Amen. Oh, I'm going to go further. I'm going to tell you that the reason why we have so many weak Seventh-day Adventists is because they have not taken the next step. Believing in the coming is one thing. Serving to make it happen is another. Because it is as you get involved with God, you begin to see how powerful and mighty and able he is. Doubts begin to be removed. They've been with him 3.5 years. 3.5 years. Still doubts? That goes to show you right there, being in the church don't mean nothing. There are people sitting here right now who doubt the power of the Lord, doubt his ability to save, doubt if he can bring the rent money in, doubt if he can save their children. Your heart is full of doubt. So the Lord says, don't sit there worrying. Get out and get busy. Do something for somebody else. As you do so, doubts will be removed. Can I get a witness in God's house? Yes, yes. It's worse than that. Go to Mark. You need to see that the command to go was given to some messed up folk. Messed up. That's us, you know. Turn to somebody right now and say, I'm messed up. Yeah, messed up people. Yeah, see, you should feel comfortable here. You're sitting with the messed up. Isn't that something? All us messed up together, dressed up and messed up. Isn't that something? Praise God. Oh, I love it. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Mark. Mark's going to build on it. Now, Gary Mark's going to build on it. Because all Matthew said, they had doubts, but he sent them. Now, that's something to think about. They had doubts, but he sent them. You see, we have this idea, this mistaken idea in the church. We got to wait till folks get holy to give them an office. Ain't been in the church long enough. As if the old folks ain't sinners too. Let them get more seasoned, Pastor. They had been seasoned by Christ himself for 3.5 years. A part of growing in Christ is being active with him, for him. You get your mind off yourself. He didn't wait until their doubts. Oh, I'm in Mark. That's still Matthew. Let's get in Mark. Mark 16. Here it is. Later, verse 14. Get this. Later, he appeared to the 11. There they are again. Judas is gone. As they sat at table. Look at the next verse. And he rebuked their what? And. Don't be afraid of it. What did he rebuke? Just before he sends them out, he says, not only are you in doubt, you don't believe, and your hearts are hard. And then, in verse 15, he says, go. Go with your hard heart. Go with your unbelief. Are you all following this with me? Is this too deep for you? No. The reason why the pews of the church are filled with people who still don't really understand what the Bible teaches, still have doubts about certain teachings of the church, still don't have their spirit where their spirit needs to be, still jealous, still backbiting, still envious, still full of all kinds of unchristian things. Our hearts are hard, and the only way we're going to get those hearts softened is to go. Of course you should be on one of the outreach teams. Of course you should be going to the hospitals. Of course you should be going to the rest homes. Of course you should be ministering to the homeless. Of course, not as some badge of honor. It's because this is the way the Lord is going to cleanse you of unchristian stuff. Have you ever noticed when you go out and do ministry how good you feel when it's over? Huh? Just feel like you've been cleaned out. Your mind's off yourself. You see there are folks out there much worse off than you. You begin, and then when you see the light in their eyes and you see how their spirits are lifted, something happens inside of you. See, I know why I'm in the ministry. Selfish, hard-hearted Henry Wright. Self-centered, hard-hearted Henry Wright. Self-contained, only want to do what he wants to do. I'm going to put him in the ministry. And as he works in the ministry, he's going to get over Henry Wright. That's why we have ministries in the church. Now, let me be frank with you. It's the greatest sin of the church. inactivity. Not Sabbath breaking. Look at us. We in church on Sabbath. Oh, we wouldn't miss church on Sabbath. Oh, yeah. The Lord says, 7 days to Sabbath. Going to church on Sabbath. What happens after Sabbath? See, the weakness of the church is not what we do here. We do this well. Are we having good church today? Oh, good singing. Hear the singing. Reading the script, prayers. Man prayed the proverb. Great church. It dies at the benediction. Just dies. And the things that we need to do to remove hardness of heart, unbelief, and all that kind of stuff, it's in the text. Devil's mad at me, so he's trying to get this thing to fall off. Oh, I'm going to be fine, Shirley. Don't worry about it. I've been battling the devil for 73 years. He can't mess with me. He had his way, wouldn't even be preaching. So here they are, and the Bible says he rebukes them. He fusses at them, then sends them out. I'm fussing at you, I'm going to send you out. We got baskets this afternoon that need to be delivered. It's sitting around worrying about your own problems that keeps you from growing in Christ. It's the work of the church that removes you from self-consideration. Can I say it in a simple sentence? Most human beings spend too much time thinking about themselves. What I'm going to wear, how I look. What did they say? What did they think? Strength. Hey! The strength of Christianity is that it gets your mind off yourself onto Jesus and others. Amen. Yeah. So here they are. Hardness of heart. Sends them out. Luke makes it worse. Luke's version of this is even worse. Go to Luke. Luke 24. Luke 24. Now, the most amazing thing to me about the disciples is, and I don't have, even after all these years of study and research and reading the spirit of prophecy and the commentaries, I really don't have an explanation for it. How do you spend 3.5 years with Jesus and not change? You need to think about that. See, I raise that question so I can emphasize how important being in the work of the church is. See, being around Jesus don't change you. Working for Jesus does. They slept with God every night. They had breakfast with God every day. Come on, somebody! They hobnobbed with God. They hugged God in the morning. They sang hymns with God. Didn't change them a lick. You know what happened at the crucifixion? Do you know what happened at the crucifixion? Did you read your Bible? Do you know they all forsook him and fled? Every last one of them church members copped out at the cross. Every one of them. Not one stayed, but not one. So don't talk to me about being in the church. I don't want to hear about it. You ain't never been in the church like they were in the church. They went to church with Jesus every Sabbath. Heard him preach. Said amen. I said, they said amen. I asked you to say amen. Listen to the sermon, please. Please listen to the sermon. I'll let you know when it's your turn. I'm just messing with you. My point simply is, they did all the Jesus stuff you can do. They saw him perform miracles, brother. They saw Jesus take 2 loaves and it was 2 loaves, 5 loaves, 2 fish. You know it. You read the story. And they fed, and they fed, and they fed 5,000 people. They saw it with their own eyes and then left him at the cross. Don't talk to me about how long you've been around the church. Don't want to hear it. Luke. Luke. 24. Thank you, ma'am. I know where I am, though. Verse 44. And he said to them, these are the words. Now watch this. These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Well, let's go back to verse 36. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace be unto you. Now, they're hiding. The church is hiding. The Savior's died on the cross, and the church is hiding. These are the people he's getting ready to send out. The scared ones. But they were what does verse 37 say? Yeah, didn't say afraid. No, a stronger word, sis. Didn't say afraid. What does it say? Terrified. That means you can't see. You're so scared you can't see. Terrified. This is the church. Terrified. Oh, I ain't going to knock on the doors. I don't do that, Pastor. Scared of dogs. Dogs may come. God made dogs. God made you. Yeah. Dogs may get me. No. I don't come out to prayer meeting because it's too late. It's dark. Yeah, I don't do that. You see, I'm nervous talking to people. I don't do that. I don't do that. They were terrified and frightened. Folk, come on! There's a world to be won. There's a city to be won. So he knows they're in doubt. He knows their hearts are hard. And he knows they're scared. And he says, go. See? Look at verse 41. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said unto them, see, when he comes, they're so messed up, they don't believe he's really him. So Jesus ignores the health message and eats some fish for them. So they can see he's really real. So then he gets at them for unbelief. And then verse 45, and he opened their understanding that they might, wait a minute. Comprehend what? Read the text. Comprehend what? It's piling up now. First, they're in doubt. Second, they've got hard hearts. Then they're scared to death. And they don't understand the Bible. But he says, go. That tear that excuse. See, Pastor, I don't know the scriptures that well. That's why I don't get Bible studies. Do you know one text? Let me teach you a text right now. Jesus wept. Repeat it. That's enough to go out. Tell somebody. He cries over you. Yeah, make it a sermon. He cries over you. Only text you know. He cries over you. Tell somebody something. Am I making any sense, y'all? See, Shirley, the reason why I think the Lord has led me to stay in the mystery for 52 years, see, folk, listen. It is, some of us are so hard to save. See, I hate to do this to you. If you live to be 80 or 90, that's a sign you need a lot of work. You need a lot of work. Yeah, that's why we're still here, because the Lord ain't done yet. 73, still working on me. It's the work. It's the ministry. It's the doing. It's the serving. It's the witnessing. It's being involved. It's being in the choir. It's teaching Sabbath school. It's the doing that God gradually uses to clean Henry of Henry so he can save me. It takes time. So if you plus 50 today, it says God is yet working on you. Amen. In fact, let me put it bluntly, you're a problem. Amen. He couldn't save you in 18 years. So here they are. They don't understand the scriptures. Let me go back through my list again. First, they have doubts. Then secondly, what's wrong with their heart? And then they are terror scared to death, and now they don't know the Bible. And he says, go. Simple sentence. Anyone who's a member of the Tacoma Park Church and not involved in some ministry, you're in the process of not being saved. I will not apologize for making that statement. Because as I read the Bible, it is the process of ministry that prepares you. We are saved by serving. Saved by serving. Now, this is a group. Go to Luke 22 real quick. Show you how patient Jesus was and why he sent them out. Luke 22, paints the first communion service. First communion. Oh, should have been a grand event. You know, break thou the bread of life. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Yeah, all that stuff. Look at Luke 22. Verse 15, he lets them know he's glad they're there. Then he said unto them, with fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Glad you're here. Glad you showed up for communion. He tells them, that first communion, one of you is going to betray me. But do this in remembrance of me. And of course, verse 23, they want to know who would dare betray the Lord. Who would dare betray? That's verse 23. Watch the Bible. Watch the Bible. Verse 23, they can't figure out who would dare betray the Lord. In verse 24, they all betray him. Look at verse 24. Now there was also a dispute among them as to which of them would be considered the greatest. The communion bread is not digested in their intestines. The communion juice is still wet on their lips. And they're arguing about who's going to be first elder. Who will sit on the board? Are you looking at this text? This is the night before he is crucified. It is a blessing that Jesus didn't vomit at the table. The smell of their self-centeredness, the stench of their self-conceit was too much for his tender soul. Christ had to swallow to keep from belching up this refuse of humanity. 3.5 years of Bible study, 3.5 years of sermons, 3.5 years of watching him do miracles, 3.5 years of seeing people risen from the grave. And all they can do at communion is argue about positions. Well, how are you going to fix that, Lord? Go. I'm going to send them out. Ain't nothing else worked. I'm going to get them busy. Maybe as they see a lame man who needs help. Maybe as they visit an elderly home that needs the fence fixed. Maybe as they go to the rest home and see this person of faith hanging on in spite of cancer. Maybe as they go see the needs that I died for. Maybe my church will wake up. Pastor won't have to keep begging them to go out. They'll volunteer. They'll be lined up. Service Sabbath. Folks, service Sabbath is a joke. Every Sabbath is service Sabbath. But we dream up this stuff, trying to get the saints pumped up. Maybe we can get them to do something. Let's have service Sabbath. And 100 folks sign up, and we brag about it. Well, we had 100 folks go out. 100 folk? The church membership is 1,200. A 100 folk. Well, I got to go home. I worked all week. Got to get the kids in bed. We always have some excuse, you know. And child, I'm so tired. I barely made it to church. Don't ever insult the Holy Spirit by saying you barely made it to church. And then you want a badge. Child, my feet were hurting. My back was hurting. Headache. I came on anyhow. So what? What do you want? 5 stars? We have to transist from treating the Lord and the church and his work as if we're doing some kindness and favor. The work doesn't need you. You need the work. The church doesn't need you. You need the church. The Lord doesn't need you. You need the Lord. I've been here 19 months. I've been watching, taking notes too. This church is carried on the backs of about 150 people. This church runs on the backs of about 150 people. Most of the rest of us are great at one thing, coming to church and going home. There's only one remedy that he offers for you. Go. Go. It's unbelievable that you would send out into the streets of Jerusalem and Samaria people with doubts, people whose hearts are hard, people, Anwar, who are scared, people who don't even know the Bible well, people worried about positions in church, have no time to do anything outside the church, but worry about positions in church. And you're going to send them out, Lord? Henry, it's the only thing I know to do. Because maybe as they get involved for somebody else, maybe for the first time in their life, they might realize why they are still alive. John. Let's see what John has to say. Go to the last chapter of the book of John. We can close it out. Last book of John, last chapter of John. You remember that one, don't you? Peter denied the Lord 3 times. Remember that? Yep. So in chapter 21, the Lord gives Peter 3 times. 3 chances to make up for it. Peter, you love me? Yes. Peter, do you love me? Yes. Peter, you love me? Yes. Okay, takes care of the 3 denials. Denied me 2x, confess me. Denied me 3 times, confess me 3 times. Then he says, follow me. I told you last Sabbath, was it last Sabbath? Can't keep up. Amen, last Sabbath. That most Sabbaths you find Jesus out in the street after church. Let me tell you my dream. Tell me my dream. Sometimes at night I lay up in the bed and I think about y'all. Because I love you, really love you. I like my congregation. Now I'll talk rough to you and I'll talk strong to you. Any other Negro talks to me about this church, I'll put them in their place. It's my church. Don't talk about my members. Tell you that now. I'll get them straight in a minute. TPC is the greatest church in the world. Tell them like that. What a stiff face. Well, I heard the TPC. Don't talk about my church. You know what you're talking about. It's my church. We nice. We kind. We love each other. Now, we know that, you know, it's not always, but I ain't telling them. This is family stuff. I'm out there talking to somebody from Rinklow or Seabrook. They start to, I'll put them in their straight. No, 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 no. We're the greatest church in the world. Then on Sabbath, I take my Bible and lamb blast you good. But out there, I lay up in bed. That's where I was. I lay up in bed sometimes. I'm thinking about you. And I was thinking the other day. I said, what happened, King? Brother William, God bless you, man. I said, what would happen if every Sabbath after church, just a bunch of us going out to do something? Forget about service Sabbath. Just every Sabbath. Eat. See all that food we eat? I get the sisters to lighten up a little bit. Come back on the mac and cheese so your stomach won't be heavy. Give them more salad. Have more salad at the fellowship dinner. More salad. Y'all look so funny right now. A little bit less rice and peas, so the stomach's not heavy. So when they get done eating, they rise up. Pastor, we ain't got time for no meetings and stuff. We going out to do so and so and so. I said, Lord, if we become a church like that, we gonna have to build two sanctuaries. Why? Because we become so magnetic, so attractive, so God-trusted, Holy Ghost will be all up in this place. We will have finally found our reason for being. We shall be all that God promised. A machine can't be stopped. Don't mess with them folk at Tacoma Park Church. They run over you getting out of church to get to the streets. I was just laying up in bed thinking about it. Like this. I was laying like this. Picturing you. I saw you. I saw you in vision. Pictured you. Running down them steps. Pastor, not having fellowship lunch today. Ain't got time. Nobody said amen. Amen. Ain't got time to eat, Pastor. Going out! We're going to get it right in this church. We're going to get it right. We're going to show the world what a church congregation ought to be. Our doubts gone. Our hearts softened. Our fears diminished. Understanding the scriptures. We will go forth and say to the world, there is a Savior. There is a Savior. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. You should see yourself now. I love you so much. Got to know a lot of your names and your families. I love Tacoma Park Church. Folks ask me, Pastor, how you doing? Doing fine. You saw you went over there? Nope. I say it like that. Nope. How they doing? We doing fine. So I keep our in-house stuff to myself. We doing fine. Is the church growing? Yep. Yep. More folks getting involved? Yep. You got any problems over there? Got a few, but they ain't none of your business. We're doing fine. This is my family. You're my family. You're my family. And under God, we're going to be all God would have us to be. What do you say, church? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Well, Lord, I never saw Matthew 28 quite that way. I thought you sent them out because they were good and holy and righteous and full of zeal. Now I see you sent them out because they were messed up. And the going out was to heal them. And so now, Lord, I'm pleading that we will go out that we might be healed. We will go out that we might be cleansed. We will go out that we might be set free from self. We will go out so that we don't have the energy to tussle with one another. All of us so busy for Christ. No time for bickering, no time for jealousy, no time for envy. We're all worn out for you. No standing up today, no raising hands today. None of that. There's a card in the back of the pew, a little narrow yellow card. Hope some are left there. Let's say your problem is courage. Circle the thing that says, pray for me, and then put courage. Let's say your problem is schedule. You really want to be involved in ministry, but your schedule is all jammed up. Circle pray for me and put schedule. Lord, help me with my schedule. Let's say you've been hesitant to be involved because you really don't know all the Adventist church teaches. You really don't know the doctrines. You don't know all the teachings. You don't have the text to answer the hard questions. Circle prayer and then put out there understanding. Pray that I'll have more understanding. You may want to circle Bible study and start coming to the pastor's Bible study class. Learn what the church teaches. You'll circle prayer and Bible study. Cards are right there. Reach out and take one. It's nobody's business why you're taking the card. Or you want to make a decision. One of our Bible class members, my baptismal class member today, announced she's ready to be baptized. Ready. You're ready to make your decision. Or you want to join this family that's committed to being all Christ would have them to be. And you want to transfer your membership. Take the yellow card. Take the yellow card right now. Pick it up. Circle transfer. Fill in the information. But no standing today. No raising hands today. No coming forward today. Just a fresh commitment to allow God's process. We celebrate the plus 50, all of us plus 50. God is still processing us for salvation. And one of the ways he does that is through active ministry for him. Make that commitment in your heart. And God bless every last one of you. Amen.